Gee, I learn a lot hosting this show. I really do. For example, just a couple of days ago, I learnt what sari weaving is. We're going to dive a whole lot deeper into it this morning with one of only three accredited teachers in Australia. Her name is Prue Simmons, and she comes in from beautiful Clunes this morning. Hello, Prue.
Good morning, Brett. How are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
A sari weaver. Now, just to add an extra twist to this tale, you started your career, before you became a weaver, as you do, as a zoologist.
I did.
What were you doing in that space?
Well, I worked for many years in the conservation industry, and I absolutely loved that part of my career. So I was travelling the world. I did a lot of stuff with, lots of different not-for-profit organisations. I worked in zoos. I worked overseas as a wildlife ecologist, and just immersed myself in conservation, and I absolutely enjoyed it. But I always had a love for Japan,
okay,
and had learnt the language in high school and university, and always wanted to go over there and see the culture that I'd learnt about firsthand and try the language out and spend quite a bit of time over there. I didn't just want to go over there for a holiday. So I decided to just throw in my career in conservation and put that on pause.
What a brave thing to do.
It was a bit scary at the time. But I decided to just go over there for a couple of years and just volunteer my way around Japan and just get a chance to see some of those places you just don't see on the tourist track, and to get into those areas, you know, up in the mountains, out in little villages, and really be able to see what life is like in Japan.
So the next part of this story is, it just keeps getting odd, or odder, you volunteered to build someone a pizza oven.
Yes.
And as a way of thanking you, once you'd done that, what happened?
Yeah, so I had heard that this woman who lived in the mountains needed help building a pizza oven. And I went, oh, sure, I can build a pizza oven, of course.
As you do.
So I'll just pack my bags and off I go. And so I trekked off into the mountains and turned up at this amazing just little hamlet in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And there's only like five houses, and in the middle of this beautiful little place, there's this old wooden schoolhouse. And this little place just has like one road in, one road out. It's in a little valley. There's mountains on either side. It's forested hills everywhere. And I turn up to this old wooden schoolhouse to help build this pizza oven. And what I didn't realise was that the schoolhouse has now been transformed into an arts and crafts village, because unfortunately there aren't enough kids in the area to go to the school anymore. Mm-hmm. So they offered it up for someone to, you know, look after the school but do something constructive with it. And the woman who runs that schoolhouse was actually one of the sari teachers in Australia, in Japan, so one of the first sari weaving teachers. And I turned up there and helped build this pizza oven. And as a thank you, she taught me sari weaving. And I had never heard of the craft before. I'd never done any kind of weaving before. My poor mother had tried to teach me how to knit many times, and I failed miserably.
Well.
Did not stick.
Okay.
But sari weaving was something that I could do immediately, like just with a few minutes instruction, because it's such a beautiful, simplified, freestyle form of weaving. It's not something you need to feel like you have to have a mathematics degree to do or really concentrate on. It's something that you can really do that's quite free and easy. And immediately I was making cloth. And after only a couple of days, I was making garments. And this is something that I'd never been able to do before, so I was instantly hooked.
So this is quite different to traditional weaving, which can be very complex.
Absolutely. So traditionally, weaving is often very, very mathematical, very precise. You're working to a pattern. You're trying to make something very prescribed and very perfect. Because if you stuff that pattern up, it's really obvious. Now, the great thing about sari weaving is that the philosophy is there is no such thing as a mistake. So everything that happens at the loom is meant to happen.
I'm liking this more and more, Prue.
It's so good. It's so good, Brett. Anyone can do it. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I love doing when I'm teaching it, is the fact that it opens it up to anyone. I mean, I was never interested in weaving because for me, it was too mathematical. It was too, you know, you felt like you needed to kind of pop a blood vessel in my brain to kind of even concentrate on it. I don't want to have to do that in my creativity. There was enough of that in my scientific life. For me, when I create, I want to be able to just let go and just relax and just enjoy.
In fact, you'd say sari weaving, Prue, is actually meditative. You go somewhere else when you're weaving.
You really do.
You relax.
You really find your zen at the loom, that's for sure.
Incredible.
It is, because it's this really beautiful flowing movement, and because you don't have to worry about, am I doing it right or wrong? Am I using the right colour? Is that the right technique? you just get to relax and you really get out of your head and you move into your heart. And that's why sari weaving was created. The creator of sari weaving wanted people to be able to tap into what the Japanese call your kansei. It's like your inner creative spirit. It's what makes everyone unique. And so you only really get a chance to do that if you're allowed the space to be able to create freely. If you're following someone else's pattern, you never get a chance to show people what's in your own creative kind of possibility.
True, true. Does the word sari mean something?
It does, actually. So it means a couple of things.
Okay.
It's actually a derivative of two Japanese words. So sai, meaning originality, or everything has its own unique life. It's from the Zen vocabulary. And ori, meaning weaving. So together it's saori. It's also a combination of the creator of saori. Her name was Masao and ori. So Masao's ori, so saori.
And amazingly, Prue Simmons, you are making a living these days doing this, teaching others.
I am. So it's something that once I'd learnt it and I did it as a hobby for many years in Australia, and then I realised I wanted to step up and actually have my own studio and teach it here in Australia. And that was quite a process. I had to go back to the Japanese masters of saori and learn from them. I had to go back to the original family who created saori and learn from them for at least a month and learn, you know, live with them and eat with them and breathe with them and
Incredible.
Learn from them. And then when I came back, I opened my own studio, which is Dying to Weave. And I'm so blessed because I get to now teach people from all over Australia this beautiful form of weaving. And it's completely taking me on a tangent. I'm not working as a zoologist anymore. I'm now teaching saori weaving full time.
Who would have thunk it?
And I know.
And another beautiful part of this tale is that you have llamas on your property out at Clunes and you're using their fleece.
I do, yeah. So when we moved out to central Victoria, we settled in Clunes on this lovely little property, and I really wanted to get a fibre animal that I could utilise in my weaving. And llamas were just this amazing kind of animal that you can do so many things with. They're very engaging animals, but they also can provide really lovely fleece for your weaving. So, yeah, so I have this beautiful, crazy gang of llamas on my place, and they entertain me to no end. And then each year they provide me with some beautiful, lush, soft locks that I can use in my weaving. So I really have a paddock-to-product kind of mentality out there as well.
And the next exciting installment in this story, Prue, is that you are taking your courses to Ballarat's shiny new Rare Trade Centre. So new it hasn't even opened yet. We expect it to open in October.
Yes. So this is such an exciting opportunity. And we're, oh my goodness, I'm so excited that this is happening in regional Victoria, but in Ballarat, what a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I don't think we quite get it yet. We will soon, though.
Yeah, you will. And I've been very lucky to be around since the inception of the space, and to see the dream and now to see it happening in the flesh is just incredible.
Mm.
So we're kicking off, the workshops are kicking off in October.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be kicking off with a fantastic, another weaving workshop, actually,
okay.
with an Indigenous...
Weavers are taking over
weavers,
the world,
they're taking
Prue.
Over the world, yes. A beautiful Indigenous woman, Tammy Gilson, is going to be kicking off with
lovely.
Some gorgeous weaving. So that's in October. My workshops will be starting in November, which will be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But the space is just... It's such an amazing space. It's a purpose-built space so that people who are you know, doing these kind of rare and forgotten trades can pass on their knowledge. You know, there's this magic groundswell at the moment of people who want to get back to learning handmade skills.
Mm.
And there is an amazing cohort of people out there who are keeping these skills alive by doing them and excelling in them and mastering them. And now this is an amazing opportunity and a space for them to now share that knowledge.
Yeah, that movement's only going to grow, isn't it, eh? With the Rare
Absolutely.
Trade Centre coming soon to Ballarat. If you'd like to look up Prue, you can go to her Instagram page. And if you'd like to book a class at the Rare Trade Centre, you can go to raretradecentre.com.au. And what we're going to try and do on Ballarat today is get rare trade artisans like Prue behind the mic semi-regularly to find out what is happening out there, because it's an exciting space. Isn't it, eh?
Absolutely. And there's such a range of artisans that will be taking part. You know, we're going to have woodworkers. We're going to have lots of a stained glass work. We're going to have myself doing saree weaving. We'll have knife smiths. We'll have all sorts of amazing skills that people will be able to learn by coming to the Rare Trade Centre.
We'll let you get back to the loom. Prue Simmons, thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Thanks so much for having me.